The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Actress Kelly Grayson, next on Life Today.
Well, thank all of you. You're great and gracious, and we thank you for giving us this opportunity. Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I have been talking this week about the movie and the book, Alone Yet Not Alone. We discussed the song that Johnny Erickson sang, Alone But Not Alone, that was actually nominated for the Academy Award for Best Song and was in the lead, according to all of the polls and the ones who had listened and watched and so forth. And then it was eliminated. But it has just gone everywhere. And you can watch it along with millions of other people, I'm certain by now, who are watching it. And we actually played it on the program earlier in the week with our guest's sister, who is one of the actresses in the movie, Alone Yet Not Alone. And it is actually a part of their family's history and the Leininger family. It's quite an interesting story, and you will want to get it. And one of the family members and one of the actresses is Kelly Grayson, and she's here. And she's not only in this movie, but she has a real mission desire to communicate effectively in the entertainment world, a very difficult world sometimes. And we're glad she's here to share her story and her heart. Would you welcome Kelly to Life Today? We're glad to have you. We enjoyed talking to Tracy and to your dad.
Thank you.
I want to know about Alone Yet Not Alone and how you feel about the journey these girls went on and how it has moved you and your family.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's definitely a multifaceted thought. It could go lots of different directions. But I think for me, what I hope that people walk away with from this film are a couple of messages. One is, you know, really knowing what it is that you believe, being anchored in that, because that's what's going to carry you through those hard times. And then the impact that parents can have on their children. That's another message I think that's so well communicated, is when you see these girls who, you know, what their parents taught them as young girls around the dinner table and how that impacted their lives and carried them through these incredibly challenging times and ultimately, you know, reunited them by the things that they learned as children, it just impresses me the impact that parents can have on their children and how that's something not to be overlooked.
Well, we really do. And you know, when I found myself weeping at the end of the movie, when I actually saw how they came back together, mm-hmm. and you saw what you just referenced, the seeds that were sown in the family, which tragically, it's not happening in most families. We have very dysfunctional families. Mm-hmm. You were blessed to have a mom and dad that were very serious about loving God and loving you all. And then you saw that in the film and you were able to portray it and what you just addressed. It breaks my heart that so few people have it. But I think when they see the movie, as you just said, they can see the impact that that had. Mm-hmm. I would like to show just a brief trailer from the movie and then we'll talk about it. But then I want to know, because you really do have, I think, something God put on your heart mm-hmm. To try to really do something that impacts people in a way that oftentimes they're not impacted in a positive way, but to see something positive. Let's look. Would you like to see one of the trailers from the Alone But Not Alone? This is in the theaters. You'll be able to get it soon on DVD. It's the kind of thing you'll want to share because it's not only related to a true story, but it has a high impact message. Let's take a look.
In a land of newfound plenty.
Yeah, we are blessed here. 200 bushels of corn from our own land.
At a time when freedom belonged only to the brave.
If he was still in Germany, John and Christian would be forced into the Duke's army for 7 years.
fighting wars that never seemed to end, as I did at his age.
The true story of a simple family of unshakable faith.
Each of you will have times of testing in your lives.
For them, it was a new beginning.
That no matter how hard the trial,
but for others,
God will never leave you or forsake you.
It was the beginning of the end.
We must attack the Yankee villages. Reclaim the hunting ground of our fathers.
No savage shall ever inherit this land. Is that clear?
Pioneers in an untamed wilderness.
Survivor solves savage killings. Indians taking scalps.
You no escape.
Caught between two worlds.
Now you become Indian children.
In the ultimate test for survival.
Women and children being taken captive. Cabins being burned.
Inform me immediately when you ascertain what we have done to offend the Delaware chief.
They had an oath to keep.
You'll never leave me. I promise.
A faith to uphold.
Father, I don't know what to do.
And a destiny to fulfill.
God will never leave us.
In the theaters and available soon as DVD. Here is the book. If you would like to have this is actually the movie edition. We will gladly send it to you if you will just simply do what we ask you to do for someone in great need, and that's give clean water, fresh water. You're going to want to do that. Kelly, I thank God for a story that's based upon something that actually happened to members of your family years ago. And you actually see in your own family the importance of faith. Mm-hmm. And so I know you're rejoicing over the movie, also what happened with the song. Even though it got pushed out, it has become something that people go online and see the Alone Yet Not Alone with Johnny Erickson, fabulous. You, though, have, I think, a real heart for, let's say, the movie industry. You've made another movie, I think, that's been out. What was it?
Return to the Hiding Place. I want everyone to see that movie. Such a powerful, powerful movie and an amazing story that I was so excited to be a part of.
Does it connect back to the book, The Hiding Place?
Mm-hmm. It is actually the same story, but different characters. Mm-hmm. So it is about Corrie ten Boom, her nephew, I believe, is the main character. Mm-hmm. And it's her teenage army is what she called them. So it was the young people who basically did the resistance operations during World War II. And they would get the Jews, to the hiding places. They would do the raids and get the ration cards and all those kinds of things. And just an amazing and powerful story about, you know, people who not only had something that they lived for, but something that they were willing to die for. And how rare is that in our culture today? And so to be able to see that and just watch that on screen and just be so impacted by that. It was really awesome.
Is this something that you really want to continue doing? It's like true stories like mm-hmm. this with really a Christian background to them.
I'm so grateful to have been able to be a part of four films already. So be looking for mm-hmm. them. Go to my website and all of them
well, tell
are
us
there.
Who your website is.
Okay, kellygrayson.com. So KellyGrayson.com.
All right, and this is where you've been in various features that are already out. And then they can know what you're working on for the future and hopefully pray for you.
Right.
Because it is a mission. You talked about The Hiding Place. Name some of the others that you've been in that you think might be of interest.
Yes, okay. So Return to the Hiding Place, Alone Yet Not Alone, Little Boy, and To Have and to Hold. So all of which I've been so grateful to be a part of because they're films that impact culture. They're, you know, value-creating and family-friendly. And you know, at the end of the day, I love to be part of good productions, you know, and with good production value and all those kinds of things. But to be able to, on top of that, have a message that's redemptive that can, you know, help family and culture and be a guide to so many people who are looking for something, you know, that they can put their children in front of and know that there's going to be a message that'll impact them. And I think anything that creates a desire to think for yourself, that, you know, enables people to question and, you know, be like, why do I believe what I believe, and get to the bottom of that, because that's so critical for life. So anything like that, I love to be a part of, anything with a redemptive message. And
do you find that Hollywood is becoming more receptive to something that seems to have more of a positive effect? It's, I know they, you know, boast in how realism and how realistic, and this is the way things really are. But, you know, when I look at movies in the past that I think have had a positive effect, Schindler's List, in my opinion, showed something that most people, you know, didn't realize, that there was love motivating someone to do what a businessman and a wealthy man did in behalf of others, and then even talked about wishing he had sacrificed even more in behalf. Do you want to see, and do you think Hollywood is at all looking that way, to where they would want to make something more family-centered, more with a more positive impact?
You know, I think that this is the part where, you know, you as a viewing audience really need to realize the impact that you can have on culture. Because if there are people putting out these films, you know, putting their money where their mouth is, saying, you know, I believe in this message, and then people show up, actually show up in droves to go see those films in the theaters, well, that speaks to Hollywood. And then you can ultimately impact culture by buying a movie ticket, going on a date with your wife, you know, taking your kids to the theater. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what a more fun way to impact culture than doing that. And I think that speaks. It's like casting your vote, you know. Sure. Tell Hollywood, tell the world what you believe in and what you want to see more of.
Well, yeah, really? Instead of always just saying, oh, I wish they'd make better movies like, you know, mm-hmm. like this one was that we right. just viewed. You got to be a part of helping
supporting.
That to happen.
Mm-hmm. By
supporting it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it is so neat, like you were saying, you know, the real world or whatever. Well, there's a lot of beauty in the hard things about the real world. And to be able to find those stories and celebrate those stories and those parts of life, you know, is encouraging and is inspiring to people.
You know, I know your family has been interested in our national direction, been a whole part of encouraging people to participate. And you just said volumes when you just said vote. When you go to a movie, you know, you're voting. And what we watch, we're actually casting a vote. Is it distressing to you or troubling to you at all that a lot of people who claim to love God seem to have so little interest in being well-informed and involved in the national direction and in our leaders that they don't even seem to catch up? Does that disturb you?
I think, yeah, as you know, parents or teenagers or whatever your role is, that I think there's so much self-focus today, and it's something that I think our culture has trained. There's so much instant gratification and all of that. And so instead of having an other's perspective, being other-centered and looking beyond yourself, that's kind of a result of that, I think. So yeah, it is, it's not a good thing at all. And that's, you know, again, something I want to be a part of is projects, and just even in my own life and things that I participate in outside of that, charities or organizations that help other people, just being other-centered.
I want to ask you to pray. You know, for Kelly, but not only for her, but for Kirk Cameron, for others that we've talked to. You know, many of you might have seen Senator Rick Santorum promoting a Christmas candle that Max Lucado did, just to say, look, let's do something worthwhile. Here's a national leader who's saying, let's support something that works, something that matters. So that's what I hear Kelly saying. So number one, pray for her, pray for all who are involved, but like she said, support. In other words, get the DVDs, pass them on. Go and see the good, wholesome films. Don't you think it's been positive and encouraging the way the Bible series caught on, and then they even took it into the theaters, and it went over really well? To me, that's encouraging.
I think there is a hunger. There's a hunger for truth. And I think when people have experienced everything that the world has to offer and they realize that they come up empty, they're looking somewhere else. And I think that's a reflection of that. And I think, you know, something personally that I want to be is, you know, someone who's truly a follower of Christ. It sounds bad, but I hesitate just to say I'm a Christian without, like, the caveat of this is what a Christian is to me. Because Christians, sadly, don't love like they should, you know, so many times. I'm sure we're all
at fault
sometimes.
Or at least religious
sometimes.
People or church
exactly.
people don't
and,
seem to.
And Christian right. then gets associated with religion. Mm-hmm. And it's the furthest thing from that's relationship. And so, you know, to me, if Christian to you is, you know, believing in the Jesus who spoke against hypocrisy, told us not to judge, loved people for who they were, saw their hearts, you know, and elevated women to a position in society that culture had never seen before, mm-hmm. that's the Jesus that and I have a relationship with. Right. And so if that's a Christian, then yes. I like claiming that.
Yeah, and that really, the sad thing is that we see so many people who talk about Jesus who seem to be so unlike Jesus. And I know that in this movie, I saw faith, like she just referenced, that was real, that carried little girls through the most extreme circumstances to come out at the end where you're coming back to what you got at home. And Kelly, one of the things that breaks my heart is there's so few people at home who have a mom and a dad who really pray and who spend time with them. So to all of you who don't, I didn't, okay? I didn't. And so I can identify. But hear this. God is Father, and He wants to be Father to the fatherless. He wants to be the comforter to those who hurt beyond explanation or understanding. Give Him that opportunity. There's a phone number there on the screen. If you want someone to pray with you, you say, look, I want to know Jesus. I've had it with religion. Somebody will pray with you. Don't hesitate to call. And commit your life to God as Father. I want to ask all of you to pray for Kelly. Again, there's her website, and you can go to lifetoday.org. We'll give you more information about the movie and the others she talked about and how you can find out more about what she's being led of God to do. Would you join Betty and me in just saying thanks to Kelly, and we pray God will bless you on your journey. Thank bless you. Your family.
Thank you.
Betty and I want you, if you will, to listen to one of our best friends sharing the heart of God and the concern that I think we all share. I'll gladly send you a copy of the book if you'd like to have it. We have some other things to help you grow in your journey. But we're going to ask you to hear, I believe, more than Tammy, hear God through her and see something you can do that will make all the difference now and in eternity. Watch closely.
Having the chance to sit around the edge of the water with Jennifer, and you know, she's young, so there's not a whole lot that she understands in life yet. But the one thing she understands is that this source of water is making her sick. When you keep coming into different places and seeing something as simple as water and knowing that there's nothing she's done to deserve something like this, this kind of backdrop in her life. This is her only choice, is to come to these water sources every day and drink from them. The water is contaminated. It's filled with parasites and disease. And I think it grips me at the thought of drinking water like that, putting that into their tiny little bodies. But there is hope. We know how to come into these places that are out in the middle of nowhere and drill them a water well that will produce life-giving water. Wouldn't that be incredible? Something so wonderful, like water. When you drink it every day, Jennifer, you know that it'll give life to your little body. It'll make you well. That's my hope and that's my prayer, is that you would somehow catch the vision that we have and want to partner with us in that. So this is our opportunity to make a difference in the life of Jennifer and hundreds of other people in this village who have nothing.
Wow. I hear Jesus in Tammy and Betty. That little girl represents millions of people that need water, and we've been able to get, us together, millions of people water by taking it one village at a time, like she was talking about.
You know, James, I'm glad that Tammy told us what the little girl's name was, Jennifer. All these children, they're so precious. They all have names. God loves each and every one of them. And that precious little Jennifer even knew what was causing her pain. But there's nothing she could do about it. But there is something we can do about it. We can stop that pain just simply by joining together and drilling the water wells. Let's give them the clean, pure water to put into their precious little bodies that God created.
Well, you know, I was watching you on the monitor while you were talking, Betty, and I remember Betty coming home from staying with our daughter, Robin, when she was so sick and she had such a wound that wouldn't heal. And she kept saying, I want to make it well. I wish I could do something. And it didn't happen, but she's fine. But that little girl, her little stomach, and that's where Robin, our daughter, was hurt so bad. We got a perfect cure.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Perfect. It's just what we take for granted. It's clean water. So would you please, please, please provide the cure for that little girl, her family, children like that. So simple. I know we can't meet every need. I wish we could. God can, through us, touch every need. Do what no government can do. We do it. You've always wanted to help. So we got some friends who said, we're so concerned about Angola that we'll match whatever's given for the 68 wells that are needed in that drought-stricken country. So that means if you could help us drill a well, we'd have another one because it'd be matched. If you could give part of a well, then it would be matched. If you give the $48 that gives 10 people water for life, we've now provided for 20 because it's matched, it's doubled. With a challenge gift of over $300,000 from people who just said, look, we got a burden not only for the 500 wells, but for the desperate situation in Angola. So we'll help you there because that's so critical right now. So would you please dial the number, take your bank card, use it like a check. That's how you always want to use them. Or go online, lifetoday.org, and use that card like a check and make the gift. If you write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're making it. Please do it right now. Please. We have the cure. We have it in our hand and in our heart. Just dial the number. Make the love gift God puts on your heart. Thank you for doing it.
Every day, children of all ages are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or face death from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. With your gift today, you can help establish and drill new water wells for those in need, impacting over 20 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. And now, because of a miracle opportunity of a matching gift of over $326,000 for 68 new wells targeted in drought-stricken Angola, your gift can be doubled. With your gift, be sure to request the new Children at the Well interactive book to help your little ones understand the blessing of clean water, as well as the Women at the Well daily devotional with 32 refreshing devotionals for your quiet time. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this beautiful leather journal to help capture your personal times with God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
See, this is what completely breaks my heart. We were in Dominguez's house just now. You see, they've had drought here for nearly 4 years. There is no clean water, and even this water you're seeing here, people have to walk 1.5 kilometers or come with a donkey just to fetch it. And it's horrible, it's green. Nobody should even be drinking this water. 3 children have died in this village of diarrhea just the last 2 months. And this woman, Dominguez's child, has had severe diarrhea and was throwing up just a day ago. The reason is this terrible water. And you know what? We can do something together. We can say we're gonna change it. We put in a deep water well, we'll change their lives. We'll make it healthy, clean water. And if you will work with us and if you will do something, we together can solve this problem. Let's do it for her sake and her children's sake.
Let me mention with gratitude for your help that if you'd like to have a loan, yet not a loan, I think you'll enjoy the book. Kelly's sister Tracy wrote the book. She started writing this book when she was 9 years old. She was so moved by the story of these little girls and their family and their faith, and little did she realize that she would go on to write other books, but also to then write a screenplay that became a movie, and she and her sister starred in it and sought to be an inspiration. And there again is Kelly's website, because I want you to pray for her. See what she's doing. Some of these other movies that you mentioned, people get those on DVD too. It's the kind of thing they could share. You believe it'd be a blessing to them.
They're great, yeah.
We thank you. You're a pretty girl.
Oh, thank you.
We just pray God will bless you. Would you say thanks so much? And you pray for Kelly. You pray for the Leininger family. Pray for all these people who are trying to make good movies for the family and support them. And vote. Be a good citizen. God bless y'all.
Next week on Life Today, James talks with longtime friend and colleague, Dudley Hall.
And if you believe it, your life will never be the same again.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.